like this.
Roll my sports show. Roll my sports show. Prime time. Let's go. To be the best, you gotta beat the best. I'm like Curry in the clutch when it comes to this. Switch, all next, gon' put your bench. This ain't checkers, this is chess, what's your best move? Fun debates about the greats of live interviews. With a chosen few who did what they had to do. On the road to glory, telling untold stories. If it's 4th and 10 for the win, I'm going for it. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. Been in the shadow for too long, now it's time to shine. Yeah, that's all mine, speaking with a raw mind. On the ladder to success, now it's time to climb. Raw mind, sports show. Raw mind, sports show. The prime time, let's go. Raw mind, sports show.
Look or listen no further. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where I dig into the mind of sports fanatics and athletes, as well as give you my mind on the sports topics you need to know. To be the best, you got to beat the best. Speaking with a raw mind, this is Raw Mind Sports. Let's go! Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of What's On My Mind of this Raw Mind Sports podcast. Please subscribe on social media to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. On podcasts, Raw Mind Sports is on every podcast out there in the world. iTunes, Spotify, for example. Stitcher, for another example. But it's other ones. Any podcast player in the world, you'll see me. Just simply type in Raw Mind Sports and you'll see my face in every episode you need to see. So this edition of What's On My Mind is going to be about the NFC South. Probably one of the toughest divisions in football. And right now, so far, the New Orleans Saints leads that division with an 8-1 record. Panthers behind them, 6-3. Atlanta's 4-5. Disappointing loss to the Browns. And the Bucks are 3-6. A little bit of thanks to famous Jameis. And two of their wins came from Fitzmagic himself, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But first, let's talk about the quarterbacks in the NFC South. Right now, who I feel the MVP of the league is, outside of Todd Gurley, the quarterback. Because, you know, percentage shows that quarterbacks used to win the MVP. Drew Brees right now, this is after 9 games, week 9. No, this is before, this is in between week 9. Week 8 and week 9, not week 10 yet. Drew Brees, 279 attempts. He's completed 213 passes this year. He has over 2,336 passing yards and 18 touchdowns, one interception. Passer rating of 120.6. It's pretty sufficient. He's pretty sufficient. Then we go to the second place team in division of the NFC South, the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. Some people call him Superman. I just call him Cam. Cam Newton. 292 attempts, 200 completed, 2,086 passing yards. 17 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, passer rating of 101.2. Drew Brees has 300 more yards passing. Not too bad. He's right behind Drew Brees, though, with 17 to Drew Brees' 18 so far. And I think Drew Brees has surpassed that. Probably maybe up, maybe 7 more touchdowns by now after the dismantling of what they did to the Cincinnati Bengals this week, 51-14. If anybody should be fired, it should be Marvin Lewis, not just defensive coordinator. He got to be kidding me in Cincinnati. But not too bad. Now we go to Fitzmagic. I'm going to just go by Fitzmagic stats. You know he hasn't played the whole year, so thanks to famous Jameis. And he's famous. for not famous reasons. He has 100, Fitzmagic has 184 attempts, completed 122. Passer rating of 112. And has 1,783 passing yards and 17 TDs, which is crazy. He hasn't played the whole season because Famous Jameis has took over his spot. And he has just the same amount as Drew Brees and Cam Newton. Tied with Cam Newton right now. And Cam Newton's played more games than him with 17 TDs. He knows how to find the end zone, it looks like. And now we go to Matty Ice. 301 attempts, 213 completions, 19 touchdowns. He leads the division in passing touchdowns, TDs. He has 2,685 passing yards. Leads the division in passing yards. He's been sacked 22 times, though. That was a key statistical stat that stood out to me. And a QBR of 115. But they 4-5. Just like in the NFC East episode, we saw that Eli Manning had a pretty high QBR. But QBR doesn't relate to wins. That's the thing. Matt Ice has the better stats out of all these quarterbacks, but just can't find the W column as much as Cam Newton or Drew Brees. Matt Ice has a horrible offensive coordinator, but I feel like this. If you're an elite quarterback and you don't like to play your offensive coordinator calls, if you know how to read defense, then you should be able to audible out to create a play to go against that defense, to work against that defense. Something Matt Ice doesn't do. So now I ask myself, is he really elite? Because the elite quarterbacks can audible. Tom Brady can audible. Aaron Rodgers can audible. Drew Brees can audible. Phillip Rivers can even audible. Eli Manning can even audible out of a play. So I ask myself, is Matt Ryan really elite? Or he just a product of anyone's system? Just a product of anybody's system. That's what I look at when I look at Matty Ice. I think he's overrated at times. He just have possibly a Hall of Fame receiver in Julio Jones. And every year he always had Pro Bowl receivers. Even a few years ago we had Gonzalez, Julio. Was it Rodney White? Roddy White? Guys like that, of that magnitude. Then you got Gano. I mean, he's always had a plethora of receivers to throw to. Pretty solid receivers that can sometimes be number one options on other teams. So I asked myself, is he really that good? But he's been sacked 22 times, though, this year with the offensive line. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to go to the next subject with the running backs in the NFC East. You got Barber for Tampa Bay with 104 carries, 376 yards. One TD, he has 15 first downs. 15 first downs. 15 of them. Interesting. Then you got Tevin Coleman, 95 carries, 398 yards. He averages 4.2 a carry, 2 touchdowns, and 16 first downs on the season. Then you have McCaffrey, probably one of the most versatile running backs in football. But it's quite a few more that's ahead of him. 123 carries for 579 yards. He averages 4.7 a carry. He has 4 TDs and 27 first downs. This stat with 27 first downs doesn't shock me because Cam Newton always looked for him on the check down. So he's going to get that every chance he get. The check down, that pass. He's been pretty consistent in moving the chains for the Carolina Panthers. Not just Cam, but McCaffrey does well at that. Then you have top five running back to me in the lead, Alvin Kamara, with 111 carries, 490 yards, 9 touchdowns, Zero fumbles. And 35 first downs. Talk about making a quarterback comfortable. He's one of the reasons probably why Drew Brees is possibly going to win the MVP of the NFL this year. Let's go to the receivers, their favorite targets. Tampa Bay, Mike Evans has been targeted 78 times. But he has 47 receptions for 786 yards and 4 touchdowns. He has 148 yards after catch, and 37 first downs to help the Tampa Bay Buccaneers move the chains. Then you have Julio Jones, 60 reception yards for 933 yards, and has been targeted 91 times and averages 15.6 yards per reception, but only has one touchdown. He has everything in between, but only seen the red zone once. Interesting to me. Interesting. He's already passed the 1,000-yard mark in receiving yards already this year. But again, this is up to week 9. And only has one touchdown. Very interesting. Very interesting to me. Very. Then let's go to Funches. 39 receptions. Has been targeted 60 times. Has 477 yards receiving this year. 3 TDs and 30 first downs. 30 first downs. That combo of McCaffrey and Funches lead the way for the Panthers to keep the chains moving. And then we'll go to might be to me, as we speak of 2018, the best receiver in football, Michael Thomas. Regardless of the stats of Julio, for all purpose, I feel like Michael Thomas is the best receiver in football as of today. He's been targeted 79 times and has caught 70 passes. Been targeted 79 times and caught 70 passes? 79 times and caught 70 passes? For 880 yards, 5 TDs, 242 yards at the catch, and 46 first downs. Another reason why I think the New Orleans Saints is the most balanced team in football, and why another reason Drew Brees, Hall of Famer, no doubt about that. But that's why they call the game of football a team game. His running back puts up numbers, and Michael Thomas puts up numbers as well. Let's go to the defense of Tampa Bay, who's leading the defense, who anchors that defense. David has 49 solo tackles. He's assisted in 15 tackles. Then you got, for the Atlanta Falcons, Brian Poole has assisted on 37 solo tackles and assisted in 9 tackles with 2 sacks this year. And then you got the Kazee kid with 6 pass deflections and 4 interceptions. Then everybody's favorite in the NFL, where everybody like to say, Luke, for the Carolina Panthers with 57 solo tackles, assisting on 15, 2 sacks so far. And Jackson for the Carolina Panthers in the secondary has 7 pass deflections and 4 interceptions. And then we go to Davis for the okay defense of the Saints, which might be the whole of that team. 43 solo tackles and assisted on 19 and 2.0 sacks. I'm sorry. The defense is not a consistent thing for the New Orleans Saints. I think the best overall defense in division is the Carolina Panthers. But I just don't feel like the Carolina Panthers can stop the balance, the overall balance of the New Orleans Saints offense. Matt Ryan put up a lot of stats, but you don't know which Matt Ryan going to show up. You don't know what Atlanta Falcons team going to show up. They just lost to the Browns. and I'm going to put my money on the Atlanta Falcons? Keep your money in your pocket. You put your money on the Atlanta Falcons. Don't know which one going to show up. They night and day. Inconsistency is not what is not going to win in the NFC South. Inconsistency not going to win in the NFC South. So right now, if I had two teams to go with, it'll come down to the Panthers. To the Panthers and the Saints. And right now, on a consistent basis, Cam Newton has his inconsistent times as well, his inaccurate moments. But I don't feel like they can outscore the Saints. By far, the Saints are between them and Kansas City, but the Saints have the most balanced team in the NFC in offense. But the LA Rams just got the best running back. That's it. The Rams got the best running back, which leads to a lot of play actions and open receivers. But without the best running back in football in Todd Gurley, the Rams will be irrelevant. End of discussion. Irrelevant. This is my mind. Irrelevant. We wouldn't even be talking about the Rams. We'll be talking about the number six pick in the NFL, 2019 NFL draft. If Todd Gurley wasn't the running back of the LA Rams. Because that defense has holes in it and it's inconsistent at times. But as in the overall best offense in the NFC is the Saints. The most balanced offense. You just saw the stats. You heard me talk about the numbers. They got the top five running back, Alvin Kamara. They also have Ingram. But Alvin Kamara's stats, of course, stand out. He's a very versatile running back. Then you probably got, you got the best receiver in my mind in football, Michael Thomas. Putting up numbers all across the board. His stats show in every category. And then you got right now the MVP of the league. Ty Gurley could be it. But you got Drew Brees. And like I said again earlier in the show, the percentage of quarterbacks is higher for the MVP than a running back winning the MVP of the National Football League. Running backs can win the offensive player of the year. But the MVP is always that. In my conclusion to this, I feel like New Orleans is the only team in the NFC. Matter of fact, in the NFL to an extent, but in the NFC South and in the NFC overall, they can play and win in any fashion. But if they got to run, ground, and pound, Drew Brees airing it out, and playing comeback, they could be down and still win the game. They can win in different styles. The New Orleans Saints can win in different styles. That's what makes them different from any team in the NFL. Kansas City could possibly do it too. But I feel like the Saints can be down 21-0. And Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, that offensive line, and Alvin Kamara. Also, with a key addition to Brandon Marshall. Now, people probably wrote him off, but when you got a guy like Drew Brees who can throw receivers open and make receivers' careers come back to life, anything is possible. And right now, in the NFC, we could be easily talking about from last year the Saints repeating, but we can't. So we're going to be talking about the Saints. Getting to the Super Bowl and Drew Brees horsing up that Vince Lombardi trophy. That's it for what's on my mind today. Again, Raw Mind Sports is on all podcast players. Just go to your phone real quick and type in Raw Mind Sports. And when you do that, subscribe. Leave a comment. That's it for today. For you guys watching this show, have a good day, good morning, and a good night. See you next time.